are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Did I get you all confused with some Naughty Girls Need Love Too at the beginning of the show? Well, listen, get in the kitchen, bitches, because that's what we're talking about tonight. Plus, it's Psychic Sundays with Amira Salone. She's going to be joining us. Jason Balin is the author of the great book, Get in the Kitchen, Bitches, and some other great books that he's got. On top of everything else, my friends, we've got Maya Love, Astrological Forecast, coming up here on Max and Friends. How y'all doing tonight? Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your lives. I'm in Colorado right now, so how you doing, Colorado? And it's just a blast up here. It's been really weird. Just to report so y'all know, Colorado, the whole Boulder flood scenario, it's kind of tame. Roads are still bad and conditions are bad. But the follow-up is that there's good news to report that things are looking good here. Unlike Washington, what's going on? There was a shutdown, there was a lockdown, there was a shooting, there was a man who caught himself on fire. Well, I say if you're going to catch anything on fire, it shouldn't be anything in the kitchen. Oh, my goodness. But so, yeah, tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know what's going on. But can you believe all these stories happening in life? What do you all think about the shutdown? Tweet me at Max Tucci because I want to know what you think about it. I want to hear your thoughts. What do you guys think about Obamacare? Let me know your thoughts on that. Always at Max Tucci on Twitter. Instagram me to the Max Tucci. And we're just going to have a good time here tonight on Max and Friends because we're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about what's going on in your life. And maybe you'll get some answers to those questions. Amira Salone is joining us in just a little bit. The number to the studio. Do not dial until I tell you so, okay? But write down the number, which is 323-203-0815. That is the number to the studio. You remember I'd be in the studio? Well, anyway, so write that number down. Get ready to call shortly. Amira's not on yet, but get ready to call. And please, this is what I'm giving you all homework. When you call in, what you need to do is get for me first your date of birth. I don't need the year, just the month and the day, okay? And your name, obviously. And one specific question. This is not like a reading like, I want this and I want that. And if you're looking for love, be specific, okay? So Amira is fantastic. You all love her. That's why we're having her back here, Psychic Sundays on Max and Friends. But until Amira's here, we've got my new friend, Jason Balin. Well, he was a former investment consultant, and he shocked chefs, restaurateurs. I mean, he shocked everybody. He shocked his parents, too, because he got this whole cheeky, like, series of cookbooks called Get in the Kitchen, Bitches. It sold more than 21,000 copies. There's some great recipes like artichoke the chicken, and curry the fuck up. Okay? Oh, P.S., if you got kids listening tonight, you might want to send them out the room during this segment. Because obviously, if we're talking about getting the kitchen bitches, you know what we're talking about there. He's got spices. He's got cookbooks. The spices are funny, like miso horny. How you doing? And south of my border, Mexican blend and smoky pole BBQ. Y'all ready for some love making in the kitchen? Or if you're not even love making in the kitchen, get in the kitchen, bitches, because it's time to have Jason Balin on Max and Friends. Pull up your mic and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Oh, we are so excited that you're here. You've got so much going on. You've got not only one, two. How many books do you have out right now?
Yeah, I've got two books now, and the third one's coming out in November, actually, just about 4 weeks away from now.
And that's a fun one. I saw the cover. And tell everyone what the holiday cookbook is.
Yes, so I've got the Get in the Kitchen Bitches, Get Back in the Kitchen Bitches, of course. And then my third, more specific, focused on holiday recipe is Carve the Turkey Bitches. And that's coming out November 1st. Very excited about that.
November 1st. All right, yes. It's a Scorpio. So let's talk about Get in the Kitchen Bitches. How did it all start, and where were you in your like frame of mind that you thought you needed to present this book to the world?
Yeah, it's actually a funny story, and as you may imagine, it all did start with a little bit of alcohol. I was out drinking with some friends, and I had just given, I'd always, you know, as you said, I was an investment consultant, and I always knew how to cook, and so my office mate actually asked me for a recipe, and I gave it to her for her husband. It was his birthday or something, and so to thank me, they took me out to drinks, a whole bunch of drinks, because we had been drinking a lot that night, and they said, well, we love your recipe. You really should write a cookbook. And I said, no, you guys, you two get in the kitchen, bitches, and thank me for that meal that I just gave you. And I'm like, I said to myself, wait a second. If I wrote a cookbook, how awesome would it be if I wrote a cookbook called Get in the Kitchen, Bitches? And then the next day, while I was at work, and I was supposed to be working, I started writing it. And 5 months later, it was done. And here we are today. So now I've got
that
the
is super.
Third one. Yeah,
it's great. Oh, get in the kitchen, bitches. So basically, like, is this book geared towards men? Like, who is this book geared towards?
You know, when I wrote it, I thought it was going to be like 20-something, you know, singles, maybe women buying it for their boyfriends or husbands or whatnot as jokes and things. But it has turned into, the demographic has been so crazy. I've got mother-in-laws buying it for their sons-in-laws. I've got daughter-in-laws buying it for their mother-in-laws. I mean, it really goes for anybody. On the cover, I'm the quote-unquote bitch, so I definitely didn't want it to be a female-associated sort of word, but it's really everybody is loving it, and anybody that wants to laugh in the kitchen is really buying it. So
that's the truth. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up, so everyone knows who the bitch is, because
exactly.
We're gonna get tweets thinking that you're a woman hater. But
yes,
anyway,
exactly.
That's not the case. So now, is this book like a serious book, or how are the recipes? I've read some of them. I haven't cooked them yet. I'm literally sitting in Colorado. I don't even have the kitchen installed yet in this house that we have here. So the minute the kitchen's done, I'm gonna try these recipes. So who's the book for? Is it really, like, fun, or are they good recipes?
Yeah, well, the minute that kitchen is done, you're going to get in the kitchen, bitch, right?
That's right.
The recipes are – the recipes – and I'll have to tell you, I'm not being a trained chef. I mean, as I said, I cooked well. I knew I cooked well. I was worried what people would say about them, even though I knew that the recipes were great. But I've had overwhelming – amazing feedback and positive feedback on all the recipes, and you know, just to give you a little how it transitioned. The first book was, you know, really the easy intro, you know, just get in the kitchen, bitches. Anybody can get in the kitchen. Second book really stepped it up a notch, and then started using a little bit more detailed ingredients, or you know, and sort of ingredients that were not prepackaged that you had to actually start from scratch. And then the third, obviously, is the holiday recipes. But the recipes, you know, I've got my bend me over beef, we've got poke me pork, artichoke the chicken, and besides having really funny names, they really do come out great, and people have loved everything they've made. So, and enough so to buy the second book.
What is your favorite recipe, and can you like give us something to do tonight if people are in LA right now and it's Sunday night or wherever they are, and they're like, I'm kind of bored and I want to heat things up in the kitchen. So first off, get in the kitchen, bitches. And give us a recipe.
Well, actually, I have this great recipe that I just actually was featured. Fabio Viviani, actually, I wrote a guest blog for him this week. And so that is my favorite recipe at this moment. It's from the new cookbook, Carve the Turkey Bitches. It's a baked creamed spinach and cheese croquette. And, you know, it's not, they're technically not croquettes because you don't fry them, but, you know, I'm not going to tell the culinary police if you won't. But it's really great, very easy. It'll get you in and out of the kitchen during the holidays, before your freeloaders can, you can tell your freeloaders to get to tell them, excuse me, before you can tell your freeloaders to get the hell out of your house, you'll be out of the kitchen. You take a French bread, mm-hmm. add some cream to it, let it soak in the cream for about 10-15 minutes. You have a little bit of a juice of a half a lemon, then some spinach. I use the frozen spinach for this one. It's pretty easy, just one package of 9 ounces of that. Mix it up with an egg, with some onions, and, you know, get them into a sort of a paste kind of thing. Form them into balls. Bake them at 350 degrees for about 25 minutes. Turn them over for another 10 minutes, and then you're done. And it's just a delicious. Oh, I forgot the cheese. Sorry, of course, that's why they're cream spinach and cheese. So then you put you can really put your choice. I have Gruyere that I use, and I think that really complements it great.
Well, now that we're talking about all this food, it sounds so easy, so delicious. What is your favorite food?
Favorite food? Everyone always asks me. See, I think the reason why I wrote this book is because I love every food. I'm one of the easiest people to please when it comes to getting in the kitchen or even going out. I mean, I will try anything. My mom always told me, she's always says, you know, you may not like it, just try it once. And the problem is I've tried everything and I like everything. So, it really is. I mean, if I didn't
that's
like
simple.
Food, I wouldn't have written a cookbook. Exactly.
Well, now speaking of food, and do you consider yourself a chef or are you just having fun in the kitchen?
No, I've never considered myself a chef. I'm not trained at all. Everything I've done, I've learned on my own. I am a good home cook, is what I consider myself.
All right.
And I just started
there.
On
the more professional, who are your favorite chefs or people that inspire you?
Wow, these are good questions. You know, as I said, as a home cook, I love. You know, I live in Chicago, and there are so many great restaurants out here. Rick Bayless's restaurants. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Absolutely.
Grant. I can never pronounce his last name. Asher. I can't remember his last name, but he's
oh,
the one.
Shit.
He has, yeah. Oh shit! There we go. He's gonna kill me now. But no, he has the restaurant Next, and he's got Alinea, the great restaurant here in Chicago that consistently wins awards. So I mean, it's a great town to just go out and just see what people are doing, try to incorporate it into the recipes that I make, and you know, it's also a good business expense to take.
Absolutely.
Whenever I go out to business, I'm like, I just tested a recipe out, so there we go. It's good. Whenever
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, if you all are tuning in right now, you're listening to Jason Bell, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and you are tuning in to Max and Friends. Hey, y'all, if you want to go to Facebook right now, go to www.bitchcooks.com, okay? That's your website, actually, bitchcooks.com,
yes.
Right? Okay,
yep,
then Facebook is GITKB. Y'all got that? That means get in the kitchen, bitches. All right, and then go to Twitter, because I love my Twitter, and tweet at get in the kitchen. So that's what we're talking to Jason Bale, and we're having a good time. At Get in the Kitchen on Twitter, and go to bitchcooks.com. The book, everybody, is Get in the Kitchen, Bitches, and Get Back in the Kitchen, Bitches. And now the new one, which I think is going to be a lot of fun, which is tell us the title. I want to hear it from you.
It's Carve the Turkey, Bitches.
Yeah, that's it.
All
Carve
holiday recipes.
Turkey, Bitches. Yeah, tell us about that book.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I have to tell you, I loved my first one. I love my second one even better. But I, you know, as I grow and as I keep on writing, I have to say this is by far the funniest book that I've written, and it's all about holiday recipes, and it's got a lot of great cooking lessons. You know, how to make the perfect turkey, how to make the perfect ham, how to make a great brisket. You know, a lot of the star of a lot of Jewish holidays is the brisket, standing rib roast. It's got everything you really need to know, and then you've got, of course, the sides, which are just the key to any holiday dinner are the sides. So we've got just some great things. Sweet potato and bacon balls.
All right.
Orbs, I'll call them. But yeah, they are delicious. So,
but you know what's fun? Like, because you sent me the books. I love them. I have them. And they're so super easy. So I put my easy stamp of approval on it because y'all can figure it out. get in the kitchen, bitches, because you know what? There's nothing like staying home and cooking. I've been going out like every night this week. It adds up, man. I mean, check out your American Express meals, people, because I'm sure at the end of the year, you're like spending thousands and thousands of dollars. Why? Get in the kitchen, bitches, with Jason Balin. He's here on Max and Friends tonight. We're having a good old time. Jason, where can they get your books?
Yeah, on my website, bitchcooks.com, also on Amazon. And then also the spices are on my website as well, as you mentioned. I've got
tell us about your spices. They're so fun.
Yeah. I've got eight international spice blends and with funny names, Smoky Pole Barbecue. We've got the Miso Honey Asian blend, the South of My Border Mexican blend, and just goes on from there. We've got a Cajun and a jerk blend, a Caribbean blend as well. And everybody that's gotten them has loved them. And they say it's so great because it's just a one-stop shop. All they got to do is sprinkle it on the on their chicken, on their beef, whatever it is, do a little marinating, and it just works out great. It makes great dinners for them, and they've been loving it. Because that's really what it came from, is people would buy my cookbooks, and I like to use a lot of spices, and they were like, okay, so Jason, you have like eight spices in this recipe. Can you just give me one blend that I can use or whatnot? So I said, why don't I make some blends and market them for you? And I did.
And there you go. Well, I just got a tweet and someone wants to try them. So what we'll do, maybe we can like set up kind of like a giveaway with some of your spices. Does that sound cool? We'll work
that
out.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Jason Balin is the guy who's on with us tonight. The book, Get in the Kitchen, Bitches. Get back in the kitchen, bitches. And Carve the Turkey, Bitches. Coming out November 1st. Go to the website one more time.
Yeah, bitchcooks.com.
www.bitchcooks.com. There's a lot of bitches tonight, but we're not talking about bitches like women. We're all bitches when it comes to the kitchen because we become a slave to the kitchen. So
exactly.
That's
exactly.
The story. Jason, I'm so glad that you were on Max and Friends tonight here on LA Talk Radio. We're going to get in the kitchen, bitches.
Absolutely, yeah. It's time for you to get in the kitchen. Wait, what time is it there? It's
9:15.
Yeah, so I guess it's a little bit late for dinner, but you can
still
get
how
in the
it
kitchen,
is.
Bitch. Yeah.
We're going to get in the kitchen. But all right, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you back when the new book comes out so you can give us like a quick holiday recipe and we'll do some spice giveaways.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Have a great
thank
night,
you very
Jason.
Much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
All right, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Get in the Kitchen, Bitches is the book. Jason Balin is the guy who's joining us. Bitchcooks.com is the page. So I need you all to go there. Get that book. It's a lot of fun. All right. We're going to give you Dr. Maya Love right now, your astrological forecast for the whole month of October, so you all know what's going on every single sign in your life. And then when we're back, you're going to know what's going on in your life because it's Psychic Sundays with Amira Salone here on Max and Friends. 323-203-0815 is the number for the studio. Start dialing in about 5 minutes. Right now, Dr. Maya Love and your Vedic Astrological Forecast on Max and Friends. Hit it, Ronan!
Hi everyone, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for October 2013. Vedic Astrology is a great tool that can help you to create a magical life. If you have any questions or if you would like a reading, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. The planetary positions for the month of October 2013 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Virgo, but moves into Libra on October 16. Mercury is currently transiting Libra and becomes retrograde on October 21st and will remain retrograde until November 10. Venus is currently transiting Scorpio and moves into Sagittarius on October 30th. Mars will be transiting Leo throughout October. Jupiter is currently transiting Gemini. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Libra, and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Aries. I would like to focus on three important events that occur in the sign of Libra this month. The first one is the conjunction of Saturn and the north node of the moon in the sign of Libra. Last month, I talked about the effects of this conjunction and its impacts at a global level. We did see some unfortunate events in the world triggered by this conjunction, but thankfully the magnitude of the impact of this conjunction was greatly minimized by the aspect of Jupiter from Gemini. Currently, Saturn and North Node of the Moon are within 1 degree, but they will gradually move away from each other during the rest of the month. The second event is the retrograde motion of Mercury in the sign of Libra from October 21st until the 10th of November. The third event is the eclipse of the Sun, again in the sign of Libra, on October 18. So there are some really heavy blocks in the energy flow that will continue to happen in the sign of Libra, but all these effects will gradually fade away by the end of October. This might not be the great time to start new projects or sign contracts or for any financial investments, but this is a time of reflecting back on what we have already accomplished so far. Take it slow and put our energies into planning of things for the future based on what we have learned so far from our previous experiences. Also, think twice before you communicate with someone your ideas and plans, because sometimes it might get misconstrued. Focus inward, stay positive no matter what, and do not let negative emotions bother you. It's a great time for solitude and reflection. Here's the astrological forecast for the month of October 2013 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. It is important for you to focus on maintaining cordial relationships with others, especially with intimate partners. Taurus, this is your month. Focus on improving your health. You can take up yoga or meditation to explore yourself and to bring your body to balance. Gemini, it is important to keep your focus on creativity. Let go of people who bring negativity and surround yourself with people who can help you to connect with your creative potential. Cancer, put your focus on healing yourself and your near and dear ones. Learn to embrace the joy that shines from within you. Leo, there are some intense energies surrounding your third house. Avoid any misunderstandings arising out of miscommunication by paying attention on how you communicate with others. Virgo, it is important to focus on your finance. Avoid borrowing or lending money or signing financial contracts during this month. Libra, there are very intense energies in your first house. Remove your focus on anything outside of you and keep your focus on healing your body and mind. You may find meditation and solitude to be very healing. Scorpio, intense energies in your 12th house. Keep your focus on identifying and bringing out the hidden unresolved aspects of yourself during this time. This will help you to find true joy. Sagittarius, manage your investments wisely and also focus on improving your relationship with your siblings. Capricorn, intense energies in the house of career. Be very honest and focused at workplace, and also stay away from any workplace politics. Aquarius, intense energies in your ninth house. You'll find yourself resorting to philosophical outlook towards life, and you may find yourself traveling a lot during this time. Pisces, you may need to set your priorities in life very clear. This may necessarily not be a time to look for new relationships, but this is a great time to spend some alone time and reflect back on your life before you look for someone special. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say that life is a mix of good and bad, and what we call good and bad is merely a perception. Perception towards life is everything. The moment we change our own perception towards life, what appears as bad is seen through as good. Everything around us magically gets transformed. Wishing every one of you a beautiful fall season. Thank you and blessings. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Dr. Maya Love. Don't you just love that Vedic astrological forecast? I love you guys.
I love you guys.
All right, well, here's the deal. If you got your radio on, turn it off in the background because we don't need to hear me. Twice. But we've got Amira Salone joining us, so welcome back, my psychic Sunday friend. How are you, Amira Salone? Hey, Ronan, do we have a little technical issue going on here? Because I know that there's some nonsense going on, but is Amira with us? Amir, are you here? Well, anyway, my friends, we are just going to get right into Psychic Sunday when Amira gets here. But how much fun was Jason Bailyn? Isn't that book great? Get in the kitchen, bitches. But anyway, my friends. All right. So here's the deal. Dr. Maya Love has some wonderful Vedic forecasts for us, didn't she? And I think it's important that we all kind of like tune into what's going on with our surroundings. You know, they're kind of like vibing right now and we're getting into this flow. So Amira, are you with me right now? Yes, but I can't hear her, Ronan. Can we see why Amira is not working right now? You see? You know why? Because everyone's trying to call in to talk to Amira, and I don't know what the problem is. So, Ronan, let's go to finish our song, Naughty Girls Need Love Too, and what we'll do is we will be right back with Amira Salone on Max and Friends. Samantha Fox, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Hit it, Ronan. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Samantha Fox. Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Amira Salone, how you doing?
I'm well, Max. How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here because everyone's texting me, calling me, Facebooking, tweeting me at Max Tucci. Where's Amira? I've got questions.
Yeah.
So, Ronan, yes, exactly. Let's take a caller. Take it, Ronan. All right. Hi, caller. This is Max. How are you doing?
Hi, Max. How are you? It's Mika.
Hi, Mika. Just we need your birthday and the date and the month.
January 5th,
and it's Mika. Take it, Amira.
Yes, Mika, and what was your question for me, please?
I would really like to know, as far as my love prediction for 2013, if the right, or my soulmate will be coming into my world.
Okay, the first thing that comes through for me when you're asking me that question, Mika, is initial R. Like Roger or something like that. There's an R initial, a very strong R.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. I'm also getting a dark male, dark hair, dark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's children around him or he wants children. Okay? So there is a childlike feeling around him or he wants children. He has children around him. You have somebody coming in by surprise. So just be prepared for somebody coming out of the blue when you least expect it. I do feel you'll be doing something where you are in either the public eye or talking to people.
In the public eye.
Yes, exactly. And that's when he'll be coming through to you. He'll just come at you. You don't even have to look for him. This person will just see you on stage. He'll put you on a pedestal of some sort, and he will just come straight at you and introduce himself. I do feel
he's got...
So it'll
have to do with my career?
I think so. Yeah, I feel he's got darker skin and he's very attractive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said something with an R, like a Roger.
R. Yeah, like a definite R, a very strong R initial. So first or second name. Some people use their second name. Some people use their first name. So always check the first or second name. And the second name can often be the spiritual name of a person, and that will often come through in a mediumship type reading. So always check the person's second name. Sometimes nobody's aware of the second or third name, so it's always good to know that one as well, okay? But it's a definite R, it's a very strong R, and you won't have any problems with this man. He'll be very direct, very straightforward. His energy reminds me of like an Aries style energy. He's very direct, so he will just tell you he wants you, and that'll be it.
Yay!
All right, Mika, there you go.
And right, Mika, thank
you. If you want to continue on with this conversation, you could hit up Amira, and she's at Psychic Amira on Twitter.
Yes, I'm at Psychic Amira on Twitter. Also, AmiraSalon.com is my website. And just before I forget, I'm also doing a little workshop, which is about my Oracle cards, in Vegas on the 16th of October, North Vegas, at the Spirit Within You. It's a center there that I'll be doing a beautiful little workshop. So if anybody is in Vegas, come down and meet me and do the workshop with me, and you'll have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mika, for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Mika.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Ronan, do we have another caller? Let's take them. 323-203-0815 is the number here at the studio. Nikki, you have 1 second to speak to Amira.
It's like my Sunday night call. I get so excited.
What's your question?
Oh, November Nikki!
I can't. One question, Nikki. Go.
Nikki, go.
Just in general for the week. Anything that you can pick up in 1 second.
Nikki, can you ask me a work question just for a change? I want to tune into that for you this week.
A word question?
Work or business question.
Yes, about my business. What do I have to do to propel it to the next step?
Okay. It's saying that you're very passionate about what you're doing. Things will unwind and unravel very quickly. So whatever it is that you're sorting out will be resolved very quickly. I feel there have been obstacles around you, as the cards are showing, and those obstacles will be lifted very soon. You've also got somebody who will come in as not necessarily a business partner, but a partnering with somebody in collaboration to do business with them. So they could be a client, or you could be providing them with something, a service or something like that. So you are going to get a very big contract soon. I can see that coming up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's all I needed
Thank
to hear.
You, Nikki. Perfect.
You're most welcome.
Nikki, you need to call Amira on your own. Have a great night. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, yeah, too. Good night. Good night.
All right. I swear, Amira, please confirm this with me. And Ronan, if you want to chime in on this, I have no control over the callers. They all go through a switchboard and they come through. So I have no control over it. Right, Amira?
Exactly.
All right, let's take another caller.
When Mika came on first, I thought it was Nikki for a minute.
That's
because
funny.
The name was similar.
Hi, is there a caller on? You're live on Max and Friends.
Yes, hi. This is Joanne.
Hello, Joanne. So we need from you, we need your day and the month that you were born, please.
Okay, February 8th.
And February what is 8th? Your question for Amira, Joanne?
I would like to know regarding business and regarding also love life.
If you could just ask me one question, please, Joanne, specifically, and then we'll just tune into that because we're doing a snapshot reading for you this evening.
Okay, very good. I would like to know in my future business if it would work.
Okay. The first thing that comes to me is teaching and learning. So whether you're doing a course or teaching people something, there's something to do with education, teaching and learning things from people, or imparting knowledge. So that could be part of your business. I do see money coming around you. You have the money card right in front of me here. That's first up. I also see import and export of goods and services coming up for you. So it will involve overseas connections, overseas links. And there is a man possibly in your past that might have encouraged you to do something like this or been a support for you. And it's about healing the past and moving on from those experiences. And that will help you move forward in your business as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Joanne, is that a good answer, what you were looking for?
Yes, it's very good.
Is it resonating?
Good, it's very good.
Is it resonating and accurate?
It is. Some of it is very accurate. Yes, some of it is very accurate. And port and export is very good, very accurate.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you made it on the show tonight, and you can follow Amira, AmiraSalon.com. You can go to her webpage there, and when Amira has her, well, maybe we'll bring Amira down to Florida to do a great workshop with us. So thank you, Joanne, for calling. Have a wonderful night.
Wonderful. Thank you. Ciao.
Good
thank
night.
You.
Thanks, Joanne.
All right. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That was a, you know, again, Amira, for people who are tuning in tonight, it is Psychic Sundays here on Max and Friends, and you're listening to Max Tucci. I'm your host here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. If you missed any portion of the show, or if you got a reading and you want to hear it again, you can go to latalkradio.com/max.php, and that's Max with a capital M, and you can just get all of the archives there, and your readings are there. And of course, if you want to hit up Amira Salon, you can follow her on Twitter at Psychic Amira or AmiraSalon.com. Hey, Ronan, do we have another caller? Let's see. Hi, is there a caller on the line? Not yet. Okay, cool. So if you all want to call, the number here is 323-203-0815. That is the number to the studio. I've got a tweet, actually, for you, Amira.
Oh, lovely. I feel that there's a man trying to get through on the lines, a B-sounding initial, like a Brit or something.
Well, if that's you, call in 323-203-0815. Ronan, let us know when they're on. Hey, everyone. I got to let you know, Amira, that Constantine wants to know. He's releasing a movie. It's a silent film. Ooh. And he wants to know if the movie's going to be successful. Constantine, let me get his birthday. I don't know. I don't have it. Yeah, I don't have his birthday.
Constantine, through your networking and skills and also interacting with people, you have a lot of people who are assisting you, and I feel that your friends will really help you bring this film to light. You've also done these sort of things in a past life. Doing these films for you seems like second nature. It's something that you've done before, that is very easy for you, and I see you walking tall with it. I see you going forward with it. And I also see you taking it overseas. So I see overseas links. I'm also seeing connections with the Middle East. So you might go to maybe the Dubai Film Festival and show it there or something like that. But I do see you taking this film overseas.
Awesome. So, all right. Sounds good to me. Hey, Amira, do you see anything, like, people are asking me questions right now on Twitter about, like, do you get any vibes for celebrities or anything? Or do you ever tune into, like, what's going on in their lives and get, like, messages for them?
I have done in the past. Normally, I have to sit down and really think about it and really study the situation, a bit like what you would do with a political reading to do with politicians and global readings. Mm-hmm. I have had feelings about certain stars before and things like that. Sometimes you don't know what stars are doing because a lot of what you see in the media is not really what's happening on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's not really revealed the reality of the situation.
Right.
I did feel at some point, though, Leonardo DiCaprio would marry, and I felt that he would marry a beautiful Brazilian model. But the thing is that when somebody's free will is involved, there's two people's free will involved in a reading, and or more than one person's will involved. So the free will can change your destiny. So sometimes when you do a prediction, often it can, if the person's free will does change or the other person changes their direction, it can make
All
a different
right.
outcome. Outcome, yeah.
It can make a different outcome. We've got a caller live, so caller, welcome to Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Meganella from Vegas.
Super Meganella, thank you. Now, Meganella, I got to say thank you right now because you were always tweeting and promoting the show, so thank you so much for being such my – you're my number one fan, so thank you for that. And so
welcome.
What is your question? And just give us your birth date and the month.
October 25th.
There you go. And what is your question for Amira?
My question is, I'm actually going back to work after almost 2 years off, and I want to know if it's the right decision.
Okay. I'm picking up two babies around you, Megan. Have you had two babies already?
I have actually six.
Oh, my God, six. did you just say six babies?
Six babies.
Yes, I do.
And
I
this is what I know. They're all named after the CSI Miami cast.
Oh, wow. Did you just have two recently? Did you have, like, two really close together?
I had twins a year ago, and I had a miscarriage about 2 months ago.
Okay, well, that's what I'm picking up is on the twins. Okay, so I feel that there's time to sort of heal. There's time to heal from that miscarriage as well. I am getting a lot of healing and healing energy coming in from the spirit for you, and I do believe it's time to sort of get back to looking after you and looking after yourself. I'm seeing swimming pools around you, water therapy, things like that. So that's very important for you. And just taking some time out to look after yourself. It just depends on your the level of your energy, Meganella. And I would love to meet you when I'm in Vegas doing my workshop this month. That'd be fantastic. Okay, so if it's something you're passionate about regarding going back to work, this is what the cards are showing. It's saying yes, but I'm seeing that you're quite happy with the family and quite happy staying home doing family things. You've got lots of spiritual growth. You could even be a spiritual teacher of some sort or do something in the spiritual arts. Even if you come and do my workshop, you might end up doing love oracle readings from home for people and getting money that way, because you could very well easily do something like that. It could be a sort of a different choice about going back to work full time. I'm feeling that maybe you don't feel 100% ready, or that you'd prefer to stay at home with the family. So you might just need a little bit of time out still. And if you do go back, you might feel that it's just a little bit too much right now. But you're definitely in the year of change, Meganella. So basically after your birthday this year would be the time to do it. So after the 25th of October, that would be the time to do it. So any time from the 25th of October 2013 through to 2014 is a good time to change. And I feel that possibly you might give yourself another 6 months before you really feel, yes, I want to do something new and get back out there. And you might do a few little things in between. So you might feel that rush of new, fresh energy after your birthday. So I would wait until that, especially after Mercury has already gone, we'll be going backwards and then forwards again. So just check in with the astrology on that as well. I'd just wait for the next 3 weeks to be over. And I wouldn't go back to work possibly until, I think, towards the end of November. That's my feeling on it, at the very earliest. And you could even push that forward to later on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Meganella, and thank you for always retweeting my stuff.
Thank you.
And hi to all your babies from Max.
They're actually walking the dogs because you told me to get the kids out of the room.
There you go. All right. Well, have a wonderful night, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, we've got another caller calling in just a minute, because I just got a tweet. Actually, the guest that we just had on, whose name is Jason Balin, he said, I've been trying to call in. So, Jason, call in 323-203-0815. That is the B that you were talking about in a mail. So,
oh, yes.
Call in, Jason, and you could talk to Amira live on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Amira, can you pull a card for me?
Yes, I can pull a card for you, Max. We don't want to leave you out.
I just love it because you're so accurate that it's just like, I need some card. Accuracy in my life.
What would you like me to focus on, Max? Anything in particular?
You know what? Just really at this point, travel.
Travel. Well, do you know what? You just got the travel card.
You see, I felt it.
Travel card, and you've got the birth of something new. So you'll be traveling for a new project. Okay. And I feel it's a launch. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a launch of something, and you've got a man with you while you're traveling as well. You've got the mature man.
Okay.
And you know who he is.
Yeah, no, I do, because there's a show that I'm working on now with the owner of the network, who is quite well respected in the industry and has 14 Emmys and has done his thing. So that is definitely who that is, I think, there. But all right. So we've got a caller right now, so caller, you're live on, and who's this?
This is Jason Balin.
There you go, Amira.
Jason, welcome. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I don't know. I didn't know if I was the B because of my last name Balin or B because of the bitch. So but yes, I was the male with the B.
Right, so what's your question for Amira?
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, with my book coming out, will it be well received? And you know, just along those lines.
Okay, Jace, what was your birthday, please? Just the day and the month.
September 23rd.
September 23rd, okay. I'll look at that number for you for this year. Okay, this is a perfect year for working in with other people. You could also be looking at relationship this year, or if you're married or in a marriage, working on your relationship with your partner and working in with other people. Now, looking at I feel the book will take off. It will do well this year. I'm going to do some cards on it for you. But just looking at those numbers this year, I feel that the best year you'll have, Jason, will be next year, 2014, especially from mid-2014 through to mid-2015, okay? So that's really your power year. That's a year of big opportunities. This year is about working in with other people. I can see you've got the launch card as well, the same card that Max had that's come straight up, which, for your information, Max, is the new love card in my Oracle deck. That is the launch card. So launches of new projects and new things. You've got friends helping you, Jason. So you've got networking friends and people giving you a hand. Just as you're saying this, I see you in, I feel that it'll go really go well. The cards are saying it'll take off. I see you in the bookstore in New York on, is it Madison Avenue and that Barnes & Noble bookstore. I see you in that store doing something there. So I don't know if you're going to be there during the holidays. It looks like winter. It looks like it's snowing. And I feel that you're going to be doing a talk there or some sort of presentation or a signing there. So I do feel you'll be in some major bookstores this winter. That's what I'm seeing for you, Jason.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And if my book doesn't sell, I'll welcome a relationship because I am currently single, so that's good.
Oh, perfect.
Thank
there you.
Well,
go.
well, Jason, this is a year for you for relationships, so you do have a double there with it. You've got the new love coming in and the launch coming in as well. So it's like a rocket launching, really, isn't it?
That's it. You know, I'm due for both. I'm due for both. So great. Thank you for that great reading.
You're
thanks
most welcome.
Jason, yeah, we're going to have you back on the show, too, so I see success for you.
Great, yes. Well, hey, if I'm on your show, then it can't be anything but success. Because
there
you
go.
You're
all
awesome.
Right, my friend. Well, have a great night, Jason. I think it's
thank
so much
you.
Fun that I just had a guest on, and now he called back in to talk to my second guest. Do you see why this is called Max and Friends, Amira?
beautiful. It's such an Aquarian show. Max and Friends is the best show ever. I love it.
Well, thank you. You know what I always say? It's like the first time you're a friend, the second time you're family. So, you know, you got to just... Because we're all related. We're all interconnected. Yes. And no matter how bizarre that all might sound and be, it's just the truth, I think. So, you know, tell me.
I have a mediumship message for somebody listening to the show, somebody who's passed over. I do have somebody in spirit who's passed over. He feels like a young male to me, and he died quite young. I can't quite pick up of what he died from. It could have been a suicide, or he was not very well before he passed. And he was tall, slim, and very quite fairish skin, light brown hair. And I do feel like he could have had a name similar to Jason, like a J-sounding name. So I just wanted to put that out there, or connection to somebody of the name Jason or a J connecting name.
Wow.
So... Yeah, so I did want to say that there was a young male who was trying to connect with somebody and just say hello, that he's okay, he's passed over, he's in a good place, and he's in a much better place than he was before, and he's rested, and he just wants to say hello and say sending lots of love, but he is in a good space. So there is somebody listening who's going to connect with a young male who passed, and he was younger than them.
Okay.
So it's a younger brother, it's a younger, it's a son or somebody who's younger than the person listening.
Amira, do we die?
Well, we pass over. we cross over. We just transform.
That's how I see it too, but I
have
to ask that question because I know people are listening tonight. What's a telephone number where people can reach you, Amira?
Okay. I don't know what my phone number is. but they can find my numbers on my website, which is amirasalon.com, and I do have my international number on there and my US number as well. They can call through or they can book me through my website and I can get back to them. And they can add me on Skype.
Let's spell it. AmiraCelon.com.
Yes.
You all got that? And then her phone numbers are right there. You can go to Skype. You can go to Twitter. You can go to Facebook. You can go all over. You can go to Las Vegas because tell us about your special workshop that you have coming up.
Well, as you know, I've got my beautiful Oracle cards out on Amazon and eBay and through my website, and they're great for Halloween parties, bachelorette parties, stocking fillers for Christmas, really fun cards to use, very light and breezy. And I do workshops all over the country. So I'll be in Vegas this month. It'll be Wednesday week, and it's coming up on the – what date did I say before I was doing my little workshop? Here we go. looking at dates, 16th of October at the Spirit Within You in North Las Vegas. I'm doing a two-hour workshop from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a Wednesday night, and it should be a lot of fun. And it's very affordable, and people are most welcome to come along.
How much fun is that? Well, Amira Salone, we're almost going to wrap up here, but, you know, does this, do you get exhausted from this?
No, I get a lot of energy these days, Max. I used to get very drained and tired, and I only used to get very drained and tired if I was at a psychic fair or something doing 20 readings back to back. But I don't do that anymore. I just keep myself nice. I keep my energy up, and I just do two or three readings a day at the very most, and I do my power walking, I do my bicycle riding, I go to Pilates, Reformer, and just enjoy myself, you know, that's what we have to do. So, yeah, I just keep my life nice and balanced.
Mm-hmm. Now, give us some advice for other people right now. What is your quote of this week?
Okay, just due to the planets and the new moon that's just passed, I just keep it very easy this week and this month, and especially wait until this eclipse is gone on the 19th, which is coming up mid-month, so in a couple of weeks' time. I would just really take it very easy this month of October. It's not the easiest month, and we just take it one day at a time and just be aware of energies and just be aware of the planets making all sorts of things going on. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And
you know what I always
water.
Tell everyone is that, yeah, of course, water drink is essential. But everybody, just, you know, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. You can't fight fate. So just inhale and exhale. And if you're in that moment of stress and dis-ease, just breathe and relax. Like Majai used to say, thoughts are just thoughts. So think about good things and happy things, and just be still and know sometimes that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's every Sunday night on LATalkRadio.com to Max and Friends. If you don't have the LA Talk Radio app, go get it. It's free. You can have it on your smartphones. And you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Amira Salone, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to call you after the show.
Thanks, Max. Lovely being on the show. And good night, everybody. And God bless to everybody. Lots of blessings.
Thank you, and may they be brought right back to you, and may you be blessed first for joining us tonight.
Thank you. You too, Max.
Good night, darling.
Big kiss.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. All right, everyone, I've got to wrap this show up because I'm going to get in trouble. Speaking of wrapping things up, y'all got to wrap it up because we don't want to get you, you know, just play safe. And I love you all for tuning in, and thanks so much for being a part of Max and Friends, because without you, it would just be Max, and I would have no friends. So thank you all for tuning in every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. If you miss any portion of the show, go to latalkradio.com/max.php. And of course, follow me on Twitter @MaxTucci. And remember, if you're traveling anywhere these days, go Delta. Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. Got to plug that because, you know, I'm going to New York City and I'm flying Delta. Thank you, Delta. I've got to wrap this show up. Love you all for tuning in. Vernon, thanks so much for your help. Jason Balin, my new friend, thank you for being here. Get in the kitchen, bitches. Get back in the kitchen, bitches, and carve that turkey, bitches. And, of course, Dr. Maya Love, thank you for your astrological forecast. And my sweet dear friend, Amira Salone, thank you. And for all my callers, thank you for opening up your lives so Amira can look into them. Have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful night, and take life to the max. Good night, everyone.